Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Vivina with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, new data reveals the Queensland tourism market reached a record $33.2 billion in overnight visitor spending in the last financial year, with more than three quarters spent in regional Queensland. The figures show Queensland is a dominant holiday state, with tropical North Queensland welcoming a record number of domestic visitors last financial year. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says that it's little wonder that people want to holiday in the Sunshine State, where there is everything from the reef to rainforest to ocean and to the outback.
10 new social housing units have been delivered for Caboolture locals in need, including young people, seniors, and people with disabilities. Features in some of these homes include wider hallways and doorways to accommodate people with decreased mobility. Minister for Housing, Megan Scanlon, says hundreds of more homes will commence construction in the coming months.
In national news, concerns of transitioning into a cashless society have been raised following comments made by the Commonwealth Bank CEO Matt Comyn at a Senate inquiry. According to Comyn, CBA is committed to providing cash to the economy indefinitely. However, the CEO claimed that people who don't use cash are cross-subsidising people who do. The bank has also hiked fees on small businesses handling cash deposits from $3 to $10, a policy which has been criticised as pressuring business to go cashless. ACP Research Director Robert Barwick says that after an inquiry visited various towns across four states, the locals made it crystal clear their economies can't function without cash.
An arts program at Charles Darwin University aims to support the education pathway for corrections-impacted students. Around 50 students between the ages of 18 to mid-60s have participated in the prison education program, where they practice expressing themselves through writing and creative arts. Dr. Adele Sefton-Rouston, who has been conducting research into prison-based programs while teaching women at the Darwin Correctional Center, says promoting the work of the incarcerated people helps communities see the value of people on the inside.
In international news, a study published last month showed the world's coldest region, Antarctica, recorded the most intense heat wave to date. On March 18, 2022, the temperature rose to minus 10 degrees, a distinct contrast to the minus 54 degrees average for March. Author of the study, Edward Blanchard Wrigglesworth, said the heat wave stemmed from a warm air mass moving from southern Australia into East Antarctica.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news at 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.